Good morning, church. All right. Hey, before we get into it, we might just give a quick update.
Let's do that.
On Vision Builders.
Where we're up
great.
To right
so
now.
If we can have that screen up. We'll give you just a quick update how Vision Builders has gone in 24-25, the financial year that we're in. Okay, so here it is. A few of the numbers, you
I
can see them behind
the
us.
One.
That's next, a different
let's
one.
Let's go with the gold one today, the one we had last week with the new figures.
Yes, that's right. I'll give you a bit of an update anyway as they bring that up.
Yeah, we can.
So last year, we as a church, we pledged just over $500,000. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That is incredible.
Amen.
So
generous
thank
church.
You so much.
You can remember the figures, Dave.
Yeah, off by heart. I've got them here, so I'm prepared. So we pledged around about 500,000, but we've received to date 537,000.
Wow.
That is amazing. So we've exceeded
awesome.
What we've actually pledged.
We
here we go.
Well, that's why it's in gold.
Yes, 503 and we received 537. That's amazing.
So good. So obviously people have come along and who hadn't pledged and jumped on, seen the vision, got on board, which is great.
Correct. Yeah, there's about 110,000 of people that just caught the vision throughout the year.
Awesome.
They wanted to see lives transformed. They
awesome.
Just partnered with us. So thank
that's
you so
that's
much.
That's up quite considerably since last week. So obviously people are finishing pledges, which
correct.
Is awesome. And God, how long to go to finish pledges?
Yeah, so we've got the end of the month. So we run on a financial year basis for Vision Builders. It helps us with our books and everything. But I know for ourselves, many times it's kind of in the last 2 weeks
right.
that we fulfill
yes.
a big chunk
same.
Of that. So if that's anyone here and you haven't fulfilled your pledge yet, obviously you can make a new pledge for next year, and we'll talk about that. But there's still 2 weeks to go to fulfill that, and then we can go again
awesome.
As a whole church.
So good.
So thank you so much again on behalf of Pastor John and Danielle
awesome.
And Marina for partnering with the church and just being so, so generous. So
awesome.
It's amazing. Now, just really quickly, some figures before we launch in, and I'll interview our senior pastors. So as Pastor John said, we sold our land. How exciting is that? That's good. It's an awesome step forward towards our facilities. Now, if you can just bring that other slide back real quick. If you saw up there, after the sale, we're thinking that we're going to have about 1.8 mil in our bank accounts. That's going to launch us into
great.
Our future facilities. So
good.
That is amazing again. And if you look on the right, you'll see what it takes to actually operate in our current building, okay? So that's all of our operating expenses. That's what Vision Builders goes to, our current and future facilities.
So
we're looking at about $480,000 that we need to cover to
yep.
operate.
Yep.
But obviously, we're always believing that God's got so much more
so over
for
and
us.
Above that helps us take land. That's what
exactly,
we want to do,
exactly,
right?
Take ground. So, and I know we always do, and it's just the generosity of the church and God moving in our church. So That is kind of a breakdown of the figures.
Awesome.
We try to be really transparent where that goes. And throughout the year, you'll actually get an email from our Vision Builders team as well. That'll break down everything, like where everything goes. And if you are part of the Vision Builders in 24-25, you would have received that email during the week as well. So again, thank you. But let's launch into it.
Okay.
Hey, Pastor John.
Yes.
You preached a cracker message last week. If you weren't here, listen back to it. But I thought to kind of launch us into things today, why don't we recap that?
Okay.
So to kind of, you spoke out of Chronicles 29 about a pattern of giving, a biblical pattern. Can you just kind of recap that
awesome.
For us real quick?
Awesome. So 1 Chronicles 29 is King David essentially raising funds and leading the people of Israel in an offering to build a temple in the future that he wasn't actually going to be able to build himself,
right.
but Solomon would build. God gave him the plans. And so there's a pattern in 1 Chronicles 29 that you can see of really, it actually gets followed throughout the rest of the Old Testament, also in the New Testament. Whenever there was a specific vision and there was a leading in an offering towards that vision. So the pattern basically, real quickly, goes like this. The leader casts a clear vision that moves people's hearts. And so for David, it was a temple that would be magnificent and honor God. For us, our vision is ultimately to have facilities where lives can be transformed. It's not primarily about the facilities, it's about what happens in the facilities. So that's our vision. And of course, our vision is in the future to build land so we're not paying rent anymore, but we're able to move out of the rent zone and actually as a church own our own property that we live in and are able to kind of create equity in that. So that's the vision. Then the next part of 1 Chronicles 29, David specifically talks about how much he's giving as a leader. And he actually outlines the amount of gold and silver. It's in the scripture. And so in that example, it's almost worth $12 billion equivalent today. And he says, this is what I've personally done towards the building of the future temple. And so that example is the example for leaders who cast a vision to actually talk about, well, this is what we're doing. And the point of it is not to brag. The point of it is to inspire people to say, hey, we're not casting a vision that we want you to pay for. We're casting a vision that we're all in for ourselves.
That's great.
So we've always talked specifically about dollar amounts that we've given Danielle and I. Most years it's somewhere between $5,000 and $60,000 over the years. That's because we're all in for this. And we sacrifice, and we'll chat a bit about that. So that's the next part. Then the next thing he says is, now I've pledged this personally, I'm giving this, but the leaders are doing this. And there's an outline specifically in that of how much all the leaders are giving. And so that's, again, a pattern of saying, hey, we're not looking for one rich person to pay all the bills. I mean, we'd be happy for a rich person to pay a lot of the bills, but we're not specifically looking for one rich person, but we're all in.
Love that.
And so we've got I shared last week as a church, we have what we call vision investors. This is people who've said, hey, we want to lead the church by example, either because we've got the gift of giving, or we want to lead financially, or because we're leading as board members or exec members or church members. And so there's a whole group of right now on the Sunny Coast, about 60 people who give at least $5,000 a year. We're kind of believing that we'll kick into about 100 between Melbourne and the Sunshine Coast. It's not that everybody has to do that. It's just that there are people who go, we're called to lead in the gift of giving. We're called to lead in our realm. And so I delight to see all of our board, all our exec do that. And then the last category goes on and says, and then the people gave with so much joy, willingly with a great spirit. And so that's the essence. That's New Testament. The Bible says they gave cheerfully, not grudgingly, but because... And so that's really the pattern. And that's where we will talk about how much we've given. And we ask people to do. It's different in the New Testament. Jesus said, don't let the... When you're giving for people in charity, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. Don't do it so people think how awesome you are. But when you're giving for a vision project, inspire each other and say what you're doing. That's what happened in the New Testament. People would get up and say, we're selling our houses and we're giving this much money to this relief fund. And so it was quite a public thing. So that's kind of the difference between charitable giving and giving towards a vision. So that's kind of the pattern we shared.
Really good. That's really clear. Thank you for explaining that.
Pleasure.
And you led into your why.
Yes.
Could you guys share your why? Both of you. Well, we'll start with you, Pastor Dean. Can you give us your why you... given to this church, and why you guys started Vision Builders in the first place?
We give our whys for people, for the transformed lives, for the countless stories of individuals like Stefana that shared this morning, that we hear week in, week out, of couples' lives that have been transformed, for families that end up following Jesus generation after generation, and their lives are on a trajectory sometimes of just destruction and hopelessness, and it completely changes to one of hope and life and joy. And we hear about that, we see that, we get to be a part of it. And really that's why we do this and we give, to see a place where people can come, and you can invite your friends to say, come to my church. I know there's going to be someone welcoming you at the door week in, week out.
Going to
bring, the coffee, the coming into this place of worship where there's just, the love of Jesus gets poured out into hearts, and it creates a space with all of these people that can provide that place for people to accept Jesus into their lives.
That's I love that. And I can speak for myself and Marina. We came to this church and we didn't have it all together. We're pretty messy. And I just want to say thank you for that on behalf of us. But all this church, I know there's countless people who've just been in the same place and God's just moved.
Awesome.
Thank you for that vision, Pastor John and Dan.
Well, here's the cool thing, Dave. It wasn't just us. People before you came were giving so that there'd be a roof, so that there'd be chairs, so that there'd be a place for you guys to encounter God, and now you're paying it forward. I think when we talk about vision builders, so it's above our tithe. Our tithe is that 10% that we return to God. It sort of, the running costs of church get covered out of our tithe. The vision builders is different. And it usually requires sacrifice. It usually requires going, oh, and we can talk about that a little bit. So if you're going to sacrifice, you have to be clear, well, what is your why? Why not just an exciting moment on a Sunday in June, but in May next year, or you know, in December. I've got to have a very strong, compelling why that keeps me motivated to sacrifice. And so, yeah, we love our church family. That would be one of the big whys. I love what God does in this building. I just, whether it's healing, whether it's freedom, whether it's hearts being restored, whether it's just worship together every week. I love worshiping with you. I love faith so much. And our kids, all our kids have actually gone to kids' church in Croatia in this building, and I've seen what God's deposited in their life. But yeah, the ultimate thing is those transformed lives. I was looking at Maddie here with the beard on early, the beard on. He's growing one. And I remember when Maddie came, he literally was studying on the internet how to take his own life. And a guy in our church started to share his story. And because he was at that so desperate place, he would take the risk, and he came to church and he heard about the love of God and he heard about the hope that God has, and he's committed his life to Christ. And so I watch him rock up, I don't know how many years ago that was, Matt. 14 years ago. And he's been in the house ever since, through highs and lows. And I just... That's why. Like, that's worth whatever we're doing, $25,000 this year. If there's another Matt, I'm in. It takes money to see that sort of stuff happen. I'm in. I love it. So that's our why.
That's so good. That's really cool. You touched on two things, and I just really quickly want to unpack them. So you talked about the tithe, mm-hmm. And then sacrifice as well. And I want to talk about two of those. So, because I came from a different church 13, 14 years ago, and there was no Vision Builders program. So I had no idea what this program was about, but I did know about the tithe. Mm-hmm. Can you just really quickly kind of break down what the tithe is and the biblical kind of teaching around that, and then how that's different to Vision Builders?
Yeah, so the tithe in essence is, I see it as a stewardship test. It's essentially that all that we have comes from God, all the increase in it, whether it's wages or Centrelink payments or profit, God is the source of all of the income in our life. And so that first tenth of the income is kind of a test that we'll acknowledge him as the source. And the Bible says if you honor him with the tenth, or the tenth tithe is the same, it means right. The same. Yeah. If you honor him with that, he'll put protection over your life and provision. So for me, the tithe is mostly about starting to get my heart engaged with God, right. Letting him into that money room of your heart we talked about last week, letting him in. A friend of mine, I heard him say this week, he said, tithing is the bottom rung of New Testament generosity. It's just the bottom level. The New Testament generosity, it's all God's. So tithing is just the minimum. So,
that's really good.
So then a vision, whether it's a Vision Builders, and again, my feeling is this, that God places us in a local church, and that local church becomes, it's a central thing for families and for individuals to be planted in a local church, and out of that comes blessing, and then we're able to sponsor Compassion Children. We're able to give money to programs around the world. We're able to bless our neighbors. We're able to give to evangelists and itinerant ministers who are spreading the gospel. And so, but that comes out of a strong being planted in a local church. Yeah. That's why for us in the list of our offerings, Vision Builders is high up there as a priority.
Right, right. That's cool. And it was really important for us because, yeah, we had it all upside down. Like, we would just give a little bit. There wasn't even a structure in our giving. So when I came here, it was really good.
You were spending really good though, weren't you?
That was really good. And spending beyond our means.
No problem there.
Yeah, so right. Stewardship is a really good teaching that this church gave us.
Right.
But then just really understanding, okay, the tithe,
holy. We should just, like, for a moment, because I know your story is a great story that lots of people come in because they've had a vision for being successful financially, yeah, but have got their stewardship out of whack and are spending more. Yeah. So you had, like, how much personal debt?
Yeah, we were around the 56, 58, yeah, depending on the month.
Right.
And just carrying that debt.
Right, and personal debt.
It just kept
debt
snowballing, yeah, yeah, personal bad debt.
So
not
as,
good
you,
debt.
As you came into church, you're like, we need to get our, let God into that money space of our life and get some order going on. So stewardship, yeah, budget, cut up the credit cards.
Not, we're on the altar, yeah, believing for it.
Yeah, there's but, not all of good good principles so that you are not giving on credit of money we don't have.
Right.
What we're doing Very is important. We honour God with the first tenth and then start small with the giving so that seed that God can multiply back.
That was, yeah, it's true. And we started with the tithe as well. Mm-hmm. We really right. got serious. Okay, it's 10%. It's right. not whatever's left over. Right. And then we throw that into the bucket.
Yep.
It was like, okay, we're going to get serious about this. 10% is the tithe that's yep. holy, that's set apart.
Yep.
And then we just caught the vision of being generous yep. and understanding God's principles that come with it.
Really, really
and it's
good.
Changed our lives, changed our business, our finances.
So you're out of personal debt. You got yep. your own house.
Yeah.
Your business is prospering.
It's growing. God's it's just, blessing it's all, you. It's all because of what Jesus did. And he moved in that part of our lives. Yes. And then we allowed him to just move in other areas as well. So
opened up different
that's
rooms.
Where we met him.
I love that.
That's why we're so passionate about this. Because right. the power yep. of when you release.
And so for some people today, it's not so much. Vision Builders is not your next step. Your next step is just to begin to tithe. Or maybe it's to get a budget going and cut up the credit cards and get your finances in order before jumping into this. We have this program every year, so if you don't get into it this year, it'll be around. It's okay. There'll be opportunities. The more important thing is to get our finances in order so that we can honor God with that part of our life.
And what it does then is connect your heart to church yeah. and to Jesus. The Gospels say where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Your treasure is your money. And so where your treasure is, your heart is. And I love the connection that it does for you in your heart to the church. Yep. It is the house of God. We can get disgruntled. We can get disappointed, offended at different times. But if your treasure is there, your heart gets connected and forgiveness can flow and love can flow. And you can just get this whole passion and desire and heart to build the church and to be a part of the house of God. And then I love what the giving over and above the tithe into Vision Builders, it really, that generosity that it unlocks in your heart again. For me, generosity wasn't like a huge part of my natural personality, would you say?
let's talk about this.
Oh, it was just like a bit tighter, but you know what? Money was security for me. It was security, and I would have a fear that if I didn't have money, then I wasn't safe, or that we weren't safe, or that we didn't have that security. Whereas really what God wanted to do was to put my security in him and my safety and break that hold that money had over me, which through year after year of giving into Vision Builders has done, because it's just that, oh, I can stretch out more, I can sacrifice more, I can let go some of those holds that I think are there to bring me safety, but really to relinquish that and surrender to God and just go, okay, it's all yours. I can't really even see how this can work on paper, but I trust in you and have faith in you that you are, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for me, that is a great security now. That's where I can believe that I'm safe and secure because that's who he is in, yeah, not
you shift,
in money.
You shift your I focus shift from all what I can hold on to oh, God's my provider. That just changes everything
yes.
in our heart.
Yes.
I love that. And thank you for sharing, because like as pastors, sometimes we look at them and it's like, oh, they started there. They had the gift. God always did that. But right. you guys have grown in this
well,
gift
I
of giving as
have.
Well.
We've grown a lot.
Wow. Now that's really good to know. So thank you for sharing. But so to recap, so we've got our tithe, we've got our giving, the generosity element. I believe God just wants to shine light into different situations. That's what he did for us. Like even with the debt, there was pride. Like we didn't want to share that. But once we let God into, once we let Jesus into that room, it was a dark room for us, but he brought light in. And I know he's done that for so many people in different areas. For us, it was finance. And then he just breaks things open. So I love that. And I love that we've got a space to do that. But it doesn't just happen. There is an element of sacrifice that you kind of touched on. Let's talk about that. What's the biblical application of that? And why is it important for us sometimes to stretch, to actually sacrifice? What's the teaching behind that biblically?
Yeah, really good. Like I think, I said this last week, but most of us don't get to this time of year and go, cool, I've got so much spare money sitting around, I'm just going to pop it in the Vision Builders. Awesome. I was wondering what to do with that. So most of us, and particularly I think, Dave, when you're starting, I think when you're beginning to, you know, like when you begin to tithe, Sometimes you've got to sacrifice some things just to be able to be a tither. So that's a step that you take. And then what happens is you take a step and then you watch God take a step of providing for you, and you start to build some trust with God. And then, as because he's your provider. And that, so once you've done that, then, and I would say to get into, because our goal is to help people to get into a flow of God as your financial provider. So it's not, I actually don't want people to give and get poorer. That's not the purpose here. We want our hearts to be engaged in a vision bigger than ourselves. It's a kingdom. But ultimately, we want to be able to tap into a flow where God is our provider. That's his name, Jehovah Jireh. So, but to get into that zone, it requires a surrender of our heart. And usually that means making some choices to sacrifice things. That means, okay, I believe God's my provider, and I know why I want to give. So that leads me to making some sacrifices. And even if financially it doesn't change, I'm so believing in the why, I'm prepared to sacrifice. You got to have that going on. So early days for us, we just started to make, our first ever sacrifice was a car. We sold a car, and that was $5,000. That got us into that $5,000 level of vision builders that we haven't sort of jumped back from since. Yeah. And we watched God provide. But what else have we sacrificed?
Oh, I'm just thinking, that you hear from God on a moment like that. It's like John saw him dropping the car keys into an offering bucket. And, you have that, wow, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. God's going to provide for
us. Wow.
And obviously, if he's speaking, he's going to provide. But there's this ow moment as well.
Wow.
It's just like, ow. Like, what are we going to drive? Wow. Like, what do we do for the next whatever? And that can often be a wrestle of just like, yeah. Oh, I thought I heard from you, God, but I can't figure it out, or now I'm just like, in that insecurity, sort of like, I don't know how we're going to do this, but walking with God in that. So it sort of causes your faith to grow so much. So it's not just like a giving thing and hope for the best and God, hope you provide one day. It's really a faith, and I need to go to prayer now because we've sacrificed something and we need, like we still have needs here. And so, so many years we've had this wrestle, probably more from me again than from you, but that it's just like, what? No way, as if, there's no way we're going to be able to do that. And sometimes I'll be sitting there hearing from God myself and just like crying, going, oh God, how can we give that amount? Like, we don't have it. This is going to be so painful for us. But at the same time, it's that, wow, God, if we're at that point, then I know you're going to do something amazing in us and through us and ultimately for us. And so there can be a real wrestle and a tension, but it's a good maturity process as a believer to just be like, God, yes, I'm obedient, know your why, and just, Lord, speak to me and then just lead us on this pathway. So, we gave a lot of money that we were going to build a garage,
double
a driveway,
garage.
And a garage. So we didn't have a garage. So we have the rainy days. I've got these little kids. I'm getting them out in the rain and just going, oh, God, come on. Like, we need money for this garage. We've got the sweltering hot summers, and it's just, it's painful through a lot of that season. But it's just like, okay, well, I know this is for something bigger. I know we'll
it's a regular
look
heart
back
check.
And it won't,
it's a
you
heart
know.
Check, isn't it? So it keeps your heart split.
Yeah.
That's right. This is why I'm going without. And particularly the first maybe four or five years of Vision Builders, we're definitely in that season of sacrificial sowing because we hadn't quite got the supernatural flowing going. So there's like a season that you go through and to build confidence with God and to keep your heart sweet. So the driveway would have been one thing, the car, and the garage. The 1 year was like, okay, what's in our holiday budget for the next 12 months? We won't have a expensive or paid holiday. And so I don't know how much that was for the year.
Very much.
But anyway, we're just like, okay, we'll give that and we'll trust God.
Yeah.
So we end up having a house swap with someone in Sydney for a holiday. We've got some flyby points for holiday. And so there's, what we did, we had some people stay with us. What did we do that year?
The overseas students, because we're sort of like, oh, how can we get more money in so that we can give more money? And I mean, we
We love our house and our privacy.
Yeah. So to have like overseas students come in, it's like, okay, that's going to, that's going to be a sacrifice. That's a commitment for us, but we need, you know, they pay fairly well. Yep. And so to have that for, you know, a month or two over the year.
but it was a stream.
A few weeks here, a few weeks there. You know, we felt it, but it was just like, it was kind of like creative idea
creative
from God.
Ones.
And sometimes that's what happens because you're like, I have nothing in my budget.
Right.
There is no room. I cannot give anything. I can't sacrifice, you know, anything week to week. And it's just like, God, what is it? He'll give you creative ideas like that. Just go, oh, there it is.
Now, I don't think that means that you need to spend the rest of your life at like super, super sacrificial. Because I think sometimes religion can make sacrifice like the main thing.
Yes.
But actually obedience is the main thing.
Yes.
So that's the journey. And so whether there's definitely been sacrifice of clothing budgets for a year, clothing budgets, holidays, takeaway, coffee, that sort of stuff. But I don't go feeling bad what am I specifically going without this year? That's not so much once you get that flow.
We might have got into that every year has to be more than the year before.
That's not true either. We have to keep going
up and bigger. And you know, we got to a point where sometimes like that wasn't feasible.
Yeah.
And so to even wrestle with that and go, oh, is that like a lack of faith? Or is this, you know, we're winding it back. It's just like, where are we at? But being at peace with
obedience.
That. So it's not like, oh, we need to go bigger and stronger and higher year after year after year. Even that is just a trusting God with that.
Yeah. I love that.
So I think, and I know, like honestly, I know in our church so many people generously sacrifice,
go without, and
stretch.
Blows
and,
me away.
You know, yeah, it's very humbling for what people do together. And so that's when people step into that, it's really awesome.
Yeah.
It's really ought to watch. The prayer thing is that it's a walk with God, and we'll probably talk about this, but that sacrifice is not, okay, we want you to hardcore sacrifice for the next 20 years of your life. We actually want you to sacrifice so that you can sow seed and step into the zone where God becomes your supernatural provider.
Yeah.
And so that's the journey in.
And again, that's that trusting God, but really going to prayer, because there's a verse in the Bible that says God gives seed to the sower. And you're like, God, where's the seed? Like, I need the seed to sow. And I mean, even selling that car, it was so hard. Yeah. It took us ages. And you just think, God told us to sell it, give the money. We're like, oh, wow, that's a big obedience step.
There's warfare over giving.
We couldn't sell the car. It like took so, we're like, God,
on the day,
you said,
of course, on the day of the offering.
You give seed to the sower. And so that was calling in our faith to go, God, we're calling it in. We're believing you. We're declaring the promises of God. And so even that gives seed to the sower. We prayed that countless times where it's just not been there to give. It's like, God, you told us. We're being obedient to you. We're calling that in. And so that really built our prayer life, our faith levels, to believe in that, to give it.
That's so good. There was a lot there. So let me just recap real quick. So what I'm getting here is that it's not reckless giving. So you're not, you guys actually heard from God
obedience,
about this.
It's obedience.
It's obedience. It's paying the price of discipleship, of being a follower of Jesus, seeing lives transformed, being part of this church.
So it's all his. So if he says, I want that, you're like, cool, show me how.
Great, I love that. So that's one component that it is a stretch. And I love that. If you read anything in the New Testament about the life of Jesus and what he taught, it was an upside down kingdom. So it doesn't feel natural to give money away and then actually be blessed by that. You feel like it's all gone. But I know that as you give, and this has been our journey, the faith grows, like you said. So I love that. And God's going to give more seed to the sower. So I love that. So that's good. So when we give in faith that God's actually going to provide more, because he wants to use us. He wants us to be part of it. So I love that, drawing that out of that. And then the last thing, though, I want to kind of discuss a little bit is, so you heard from God. Now, I know we started giving, and then faith components came in, and we're like, okay, we're going again, but we're going bigger. And the supernatural flow hadn't quite come, so we didn't finish our pledge. And what happens there? So what's your thoughts as senior pastors around that?
Really, there's two things. Before we get to that, you said something, and I want to just talk about the idea of, do you always hear God about a specific amount?
Right.
Because that's a good question. Because sometimes we do. Sometimes We did this week, we prayed, we're like, whew, we don't have to have a big conversation about this, we both got the same amount, we're away, you know? And then other times it's kind of different. You're like, oh, okay, we're going to have to wrestle, pray, talk. But the Bible, in Corinthians, it talks about this.
Not wrestle, you know.
I'm leaving that alone, all right. So, yeah. Now, the Bible talks about as you give as you purpose in your heart. All right, so there's definitely moments where we've heard God a specific amount and then we're like, whoa, and then, okay, how, Lord? What's your strategy? So, and we kind of clear with that. Other times, we've just worked it out. What? Okay, Lord, we want to give. We want to be, if you know you're not giving us a specific amount, so we talk about it. What do we do? What do we think we can do? What's reasonable and a good stretch? Kind of that kind of vibe. And so we kind of talk it out and land in agreement, because being in agreement is really important. That's a really important thing. We've had some years where we weren't able to fulfill what we'd pledged. So that's definitely happened. I can't remember specifically why. Probably one of the biggest reasons is where we didn't set up regular giving. We're like, it's going to come, and we'll give it. Oh, it hasn't come. Okay, don't, it didn't, it, like we're hoping it would just pop out of heaven supernaturally, and it didn't. So we're like, okay, next time, let's break it down into weekly amounts.
Right.
Way easier. And maybe allow for a maximum of 20% of the faith component. But 80%, we can do this if circumstances don't change big time. But if they do, then you know, if someone, like I pledged that, I thought, and then I lost my job or something changed, you come and talk to David and Marina and go, hey, we want to adjust our pledge. Absolutely no guilt. That's just like totally cool. This is, we're not wanting people to feel trapped or, you know, compelled.
Obligated.
It's like, no, this is, we're just facilitating giving what you want to give out of your heart because you've got a sense of connection to the vision, right?
And then really rolling over that amount into the next financial year. So we go, oh, we've got X dollars not fulfilled in this year. And that's disappointing.
Yeah,
you're like,
a bit humbling.
I don't want to pledge it and not fulfill it. But if that's what it is. So, and then just to go in the next one, and you can write it on the brochure, right? And just like, okay, this amount is rolled over from 24, 25, and then this is X not much that you want to pledge for the rest. And we've done that, and it's been okay.
Yeah, I tend to feel like if we make a pledge, it is a bit like, this is us personally, it's a vow to God. So I'm like, God, this is a vow. So if it takes me 3 years, I'm going to fulfill it because I've made a vow, you know. Now you can be released of a vow. You can come and say, hey, guys, sorry, I'm out, whatever. There are times, and I would rather people start small and build up in partnership with God. So there's times where we'll look at a pledge and go, "Oh, that's what's going on." But let's readjust that down, because we don't want that to be a burden on people. All right. So that's part of, we want responsible giving with faith that builds over a period of time.
I love that. And is it okay if I just get real practical?
Yeah, let's
real
do that.
Quick? You've touched on a fair few principles and just how to give and come up with this, like with your amount. And it's actually straight out of this brochure. Mm-hmm. So you'll find these on your seat where we go through, okay, how do I come up with a pledge? Pastor John, you touched on a few things. Yep. We need to pray.
Yes.
We need to hear God around this stuff.
Definitely come in agreement with
mm-hmm. your spouse if mm-hmm. you're giving together. And then I love the diligence of the weekly thing. Because, that's where we've been caught out. And it's like, we're believing for this.
Yeah.
But then what am I doing?
That's what Paul says. That's what Paul says to the Corinthians. He said, you made a pledge. So every week, on the first day of the week, put a little aside towards that pledge.
Yeah.
And we're going to come and collect that pledge, which was a relief offering for Jerusalem.
Yeah.
We'll come and collect it, but put it aside every week. It's just a really good Bible principle.
And one other thing it's done for me and Marina, and this is the same with our tithe, it engages our heart each week.
Right.
It's not just a one-time thing, and then things get, like, life gets busy and you forget about what you've given, but I'm engaged every week,
really,
and I know God's going to come through. So
really,
really quickly, for anyone that's new to Vision Builders or this is your first time, so what we have is it's a pledge card, okay? And you can fill that out, and like Pastor Dan explained as well, if last year didn't go to plan, you just roll it into a new one right on here. But here you can put in your name, your details, the total. We always love to give kind of like first fruits. This is us launching into the year, and then a weekly or a monthly amount, and that's going to make up my total pledge for the current year. So that's right. Just on a practical level to help us out.
Right.
And in a moment later on, we'll actually get a chance to give these pledges. So fill the card in over the coming 10, 15 minutes, and then we get to pray together over these pledges. Awesome. So that's what's going to happen today. Today, we're actually bringing our pledges to God, and we're believing together. But that's the practical side of it. On here as well, like Pastor John mentioned, we do have a team, and we'd love to pray with you throughout the year. But if that's not your jam, if you're like, I don't really want to talk to anyone about this, that's totally fine as well. You can just click that or tick that box down there. And but all the other details are on here.
So if you
do have any other questions, come and see myself or Marina.
Great.
And we'd be happy to answer more questions around that.
Awesome.
Cool. So that's the practical part.
Yes.
But I talked about how God's done amazing things in our lives. And I want to hear a little bit about how God's moved in your life. Because here's what we believe. It's our giving should be from a motivation of love. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus taught. Mm-hmm. It's to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. But I also know that there's teaching after teaching in the Bible that says that's not the place that you should give from, but there is rewards attached to
right.
it. So could you share just a few stories around what God's actually done in response to your giving, some breakthroughs that you guys have seen over the years?
Awesome. Oh, gosh. So much. I mean, there's so many byproducts of giving, even just the process of hearing from God in this moment, of just learning how to hear from God, learning to hear the voice of God. It's just a great journey to go on. With your spouse, great learn of how to be in agreement together, especially if one has one amount and the other has a
Mostly
different amount.
Mostly opposites attract, right? So spenders marry right. savers, or givers maybe
what
spenders.
An opportunity.
It's like, work it out, right?
So different moments of friction over the years, but it helps us, especially to get into that place of agreement, even if that means adjusting our pledge amount just for the sake of agreement, which is really important.
Exactly.
And just so many blessings over the years of in our family, with our children, prodigal son returning, a dream house property that God has miraculously provided for us, blessed our business, and really just we feel like we're invested into the life of the church. And not just the building, but into people's lives, because we feel like that's, our treasure. That's where our heart is.
Yeah, I'd say the Bible talks very clearly about sowing seed and God multiplying seed back to you. So the seed achieves things in terms of, people's lives being transformed. So that's awesome. But we've found this, if you plant an apple tree, a seed, you get an apple tree. So the type of seeds you plant is what you reap. So we gave the car, and 12 months later, someone gave us a car to use free for the next 2 years. We've given, in particular moments, we sold an investment property and gave about $60,000. God told us to sell it, gave $60,000 out of that towards our vision builders. And, we've seen God do miracles in properties because we've sown in that realm. The driveway garage story, we sowed that, and then God gave us a scripture, the pathways of the righteous will drip with abundance. Literally, that's what the scripture. One of the verses is the hard pathways, and we had a gravel driveway, we needed a concrete one. And literally, we got given by two people, we got given twice $500 checks with that specific scripture, and they didn't know. They said, God gave us, told us to give you this money, and then we had a miracle with council supplying it. Then we had an investment turnaround, and we were able to supernaturally do that. Like it was a series of miracles. It's like a theme series, but that allowed us to put in a driveway in the garage that we'd sacrificed for. So the exciting thing is you're not just saying goodbye to stuff. You're actually saying, okay, God, we're sowing that. You have to keep your heart engaged with God and your faith alive to remind you, because faith's the key. It's the fourth wheel, Dave, but that's a whole other story. But it's a really important part of the journey.
A book I may have read.
Maybe a book called The Wheels of Financial Blessing that I wrote. But faith is the key. But God is faithful. He will not be outgiven. He that's the way he works. This is what the Bible says, if you don't grow weary and lose heart. So that's the key, to stay with your heart engaged. I would say for anyone, and we're just wrapping it up, that it's not so much about, for me, if your heart's into the vision of what we're doing, and you want to be part of it, whether it's $5 a week, whether it's $5,000 a year, that's not the point. It's just connecting your heart, but you also give God seed to multiply. Yeah, that's what I love.
I love that. We're just in. I said this last week. It's not about the amount. It's about being part of this. It's being part of this church, and then just asking God to move. It's not equal sacrifice. It's not equal giving. It's equal sacrifice. And $5 for someone is a lot here. I know it was for us back in the day, and then a lot higher is a lot is not that much for someone else. But it's the heart behind it and the sacrifice.
Really good.
I love that.
Fantastic.
And don't you love that we don't just preach here prosperity is just money? I love that it's biblical. Yep. And the Apostle Johnny says, "Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things, not just money." And that really drew us to Vision Builders here in this church as well, because we saw marriages prosper, and you guys are such a good example of that. We saw people's families prosper. And yeah, business as well, that inspired us. There is that aspect, because we want to be used like that, but it's in all things. And that's what I pray over our Vision Builders all the time.
Fantastic.
It's
love
not
it.
Just that, it's that they would prosper in all things.
I love that.
So that's good. Hey, is there anything else before we wrap up
we're going to hear a testimony in a moment.
Awesome.
We're going to give people an opportunity just to hear from God. And then what we'll actually do, we're going to ask, we do this a couple of times a year, we'll put some receptacles out the front to bring a pledge, to bring your offering. Even if you pledged last week, just come out the front, because Danielle and I, or Russell and Rita, got a new name, David and Marina, our new board members and team.
The new kids in town.
Teresa, Josh, Jay and Katrina. Jay has just joined our board. We're just going to pray a quick prayer of blessing over you. So we'll be doing that in a few moments. So.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, let's give it up for our senior ministers.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your vulnerability.
Awesome. Our pleasure.
Just leading by such example. Aren't they awesome?
Thank you.
Hey, let's give it up for them one more time.
Awesome.